Barrington Stage Company is gearing up for its summer season with plays and musicals on its two stages. Co-founder and artistic director Julianne Boyd speaks about the summer season at the stage company's new headquarters in downtown Pittsfield.
We're doing two big musicals on our main stage. We're doing Ragtime and Company, Stephen Sondheim's Company. And we're very, very excited about them. Ragtime is one of my all-time favorite shows by Lynn Ahrens and Stephen Flaherty and Terrence McNally, you know, based on the Doctorow book, turn of the century, when everything was possible in the United States, including immigration. And it's a very exciting, wonderful, glorious score. And we're starting our main stage with that. So that's very exciting. And then we're doing a comedy, an Alan Ayckbourn comedy called Taking Steps. Really, really funny comedy. We sort of think, you know, it's time to laugh. We got to laugh, otherwise we might cry. So I think laughing is really great. And Taking Steps is one of those comedies that is laugh out loud funny. Unbelievable. And then we're doing a company with by Stephen Sondheim, brilliant, brilliant, you know, early 70s musical, starring Aaron Tveit, whom a number of people know. He originated Next to Normal on Broadway. He was in Catch Me If You Can. Was in the recent movie Les Mis. I think a lot of people know him from TV's Graceland. Anyhow, we're very excited that he's going to be starring in Company with a fabulous knockdown drag-out cast. So that's on the main stage this summer. Do you want to hear about stage two?
Of course.
Okay. So stage two starts actually very soon. Our season actually goes from mid-May to mid-October, so it's a six-month season, so we are really in gear now. We're in rehearsal for Kunstler, a two-person play starring Jeff McCarthy, who's one of our associate artists here, and based on William Kunstler, the wonderfully, what shall we say, almost a civil rights lawyer, but a showman as well as a lawyer. And it's a very colorful story, but someone who felt very strongly about supporting the Constitution to the nth degree. I think that's also very, very, what shall we say, contemporary, a relevant subject today. And then we're doing a show actually that I'm directing called The Birds, not based on the classic Greek play, The Birds, but Conor McPherson, wonderful Irish playwright, just wrote a script based on Daphne du Maurier's story, short story, The Birds. Nothing to do with Alfred Hitchcock's Birds, other than there are lots of birds attacking, but I mean, it's a totally different story. And it's really about survival of the fittest, like it sort of has an apocalyptic view of what would happen at the end of the world, and if there were a few people left, how would they act and react to one another, and how would they relate? And wonderful, chilling, exciting sort of sexual story, The Birds. Then the third show we're doing is Speech and Debate, which is about sort of three teenage misfits in Salem, Oregon, and how they are using the internet and the iPhone to either wreak havoc or people wreak havoc on them. Really interesting, also very funny. And then our fourth show and final show on the stage two is called This by Melissa James Gibson. And it's a play about 40-year-olds and sort of where they're reaching. They think they should be where they need to be in life, and maybe they're not quite there yet. Again, very funny and very moving. So we have a wide variety. We have, in the fall, we're doing Gaslight on our main stage. I think gaslighting has become a term that we all are only too familiar with nowadays, but this is based on the Gaslight. It is the play that was very popular, actually in the 1930s. There was a movie made with Ingrid Bergman and Charles Boyer. So we have two thrillers, The Birds and Gaslight, two big, wonderful musicals, Ragtime and Company, and a couple of fabulous, fabulous comedies, Taking Steps and Speech and Debate, and This, although This has quite a wonderful, serious story under it as well. So that, in a nutshell, is our season.
And how is the move into Pittsfield downtown going?
Oh, my. So we just moved from about a 3,500 square foot, maybe 4,000 at the most square foot, small building right next to our main stage theater in Pittsfield to a 28,000 square foot building.
Wow.
You can only imagine the difference. We just moved last week, and we're just trying to get all, you know, iron out all of the little problems and the creaks and so forth. Like yesterday, I didn't have electricity. Yay, today I do. They're still working on internet and phones, and it's very exciting because we were all over Pittsfield. We had our costume shop in one building. We had rehearsal spaces in two different buildings. Our offices were in a different building. Costume storage, we were all over. And we're all in one building. So our whole organization now is much more collaborative because we're all in the same building. We have three main floors. The basement is costume storage. The top floor is our costume shop. The second floor are our rehearsal rooms and educational classrooms. And then our first floor is our admin offices and a big lobby for get-togethers and parties and readings and things like that.
That's Barrington Stage Company co-founder and artistic director Julianne Boyd. The troupe moved to its new downtown Pittsfield headquarters in May.